The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Local music on Vectus Radio. Introducing.
Hello, my name is Bethan John and I'm a 26-year-old singer from the Isle of Wight.
My name is Damon Ellis and I'm an aspiring composer and producer, and I work with Bethan and I've been on living on the island for 3 years.
How has the Isle of Wight featured in your musical career so far?
So I've been singing since I was quite young, around 8 years old. Throughout my younger years I had multiple singing teachers, and at school used to sing in assemblies, and then after school went into BTEC at Platform One and did the extended diploma and kind of found my songwriting passion there as I got into a band called Lashes, and it was my first original band. Yeah, after BTEC, a couple years later, I went and did the degree at Platform One, and going there gave me a chance to play at the Isle of Wight Festival last year and the year before on the P1 stage and the Electro Love stage, and also got a chance to do some backing vocals at Jack Up the 80s. And then in the second year I started doing some covers with a teacher, and then later on that's when I started working with Damon, asked him for some help. Yeah, and then obviously we started working together, and with that I got into a function band, which Damon is also in, and I got in some acoustic duos, also in a duo with like Damon, and played at the Woods Kitchen in Godsill, met Italian Ventnor Strings in Newport and the Anchor in Cowes. Yeah, since working with Damon last year, just kind of been concentrating on our songwriting and our plans for the future.
That's a lot of things that you've done. So, I mean, I can't even compare it really to the amount of experience that Bethan's got on the island, but I'm also in that function band, Funk Soup. I'm actually the drummer. It's one of my big passions and one of the instruments that got me into production. As well as that, I've done the Isle of Wight Festival twice, performed on Electro Love in a band with Bethan as well. I've obviously done the degree at Platform One, which was a great experience because it showed me what I love to do. Yeah, composing, producing, really great. And I've met a good amount of contacts, such as Dave Granshaw from Chair Lab Studios, who really helped me out my dissertation. Got to know a couple of producers as well. Guy Page is a great guy. He's got a great mindset. And yeah, I've just been kind of working on developing my craft ever since I got here, really.
How would you describe your music?
So our music, it's not got a specific genre, but it has multiple sounds that come with it. I think when we started, it was more kind of not experimental, but we were just trying out different things and just saw what worked. And through on like working together throughout these months, found that it's very electronic, ambient strings and orchestral, as Damon loves orchestral music. And
love it.
I love like ballads and musicals, and kind of bringing and entwining it in together with like a kind of like electronic vibe as well, and kind of like a trance kind of beat with it as well. It's kind of like everything, so it doesn't have anything specific. It's just that seems to be our sound, and that's kind of what we're going for, and that what kind of works with us.
See, like when I kind of think about it, I don't really have a genre in mind. I just think space.
I really enjoy the way that the music is constructed, you know, between us both. Like, you know, it's very much a team effort. It's not like I do the music and Bethan sings. Like, it's never been like that, and it never will be. So it really does kind of spring to mind the idea of just working together as a unit, because obviously we both bring different things to the table, but I just think our music is just, essentially just what it is. It's just our music, really. It's got no genre, it's got no specific job roles. We both help each other out, and it doesn't matter what kind of a song we want to write. That is the main point. If we want to write something, we're going to write it, because artists nowadays, they don't focus too much on genre or what they're best at, because you know, if we were all doing that, we'd all be stuck in this trap of repeating stuff that we're comfortable with. And that's the whole point of writing music, in my opinion, or even doing art. It's like painting a picture. Like, you know, you try different things out and then you see what works. The main sort of aspect here for the both of us is that We write songs, we do it together, we enjoy it, and I just think that makes our music distinctive from everybody else.
What's your opinion of the island's music scene?
The music scene on the island is it's very unique to anywhere else you would get in the UK, because the island is obviously a very small community. Everybody knows the saying, everybody knows everyone, and it's quite literal at that. Sometimes that is a very good thing, and sometimes that is a very bad thing, especially for musicians, because over time, people will most likely be pointing their music to one specific audience, which is good if you're starting out to try and get a fan base. You know, you want to try and establish what kind of audience you want to target, and that's fine. But you're going to have to change that, because you yourself as a musician, you're going to change. Your tastes are going to change, therefore your demographic is most likely going to change. And sometimes that might not even be suited to the island. You know, there's big dubstep scenes in Ibiza, techno scenes, there's alike scenes in Bristol, things like that. So depending on what you're gravitated towards or what kind of artist you want to be, then that is going to influence your demographic. We all know that the island loves classic rock bands. We've seen so many tribute bands like Nirvana UK come to the island. You know, all of these tribute bands that you see, it's very clear that the island has a very distinct taste in music. Now, it's not going to work for everyone. And whether or not that works for myself and Bevan, like, that remains to be seen. But I don't necessarily think that music scenes should be dictating what you do. You should be dictating what you do, and then you will fall into a community which fits you and fits your music.
Yeah, I think that the island offers, to a certain extent, as much as it can for musicians, and as there's a lot of pubs and restaurants, so there is opportunities out there. But I just find with the island, there's only so much you can, there's only a certain level you can kind of get to until you probably need a little bit more, need to push yourself, just go a little bit further. I think that there's lots of places and lots of connections you can make, but then I think it just kind of, it gets to a certain point and then you just kind of have to, I don't know, push yourself a little bit further. So I think it's good, like, to get experience, definitely, and to get more places and just kind of, you know, finding new people and just having more experience, just like performing live if you're quite new to it or you just love doing it. And if you're happy in like a set way of doing it on the island, then it, like, provides that for you. But I think after a while it gets to a certain point of where I think you need to, like, push yourself a little bit further to get more experiences and network more.
What's your career plan over the next few years?
Our plans for, like, the next couple years, I mean, obviously our aspirations for, like, the future, we're planning to release our first EP, and then later on in the year we're planning on our first album. Songwriting is just what we love to do, so that's going to be there throughout the years no matter what. And obviously just keeping what we're doing and getting just more music out there. And obviously when we do live performances, start gigging our original stuff more than doing covers, and trying to get that more out there to give ourselves more promotion. Still be in our function band with Funk Soup, and then probably move on to somewhere, because I think, like I said before, the island, there's only a certain point you can get to until, I don't know, you just keep kind of not going around circles, but keeps kind of on the same level. So I think we'll keep continuously writing music and performing, but then probably move ourselves somewhere on the mainland.
Yeah, I just want to keep getting better at what I do, really. And I just know that I just want to write music with Bevan. Like, that's what I want to do, and I want to be a composer. So I just plan to keep honing my craft, and obviously working with Bevan as well. The EP is something that I'm really looking forward to, because as we speak, we're writing material that we never actually thought we would write, and we're loving it. Like, we're absolutely loving it. So it is all part of the journey, really. The industry is kind of always changing, and I think everybody knows that, considering COVID-19 has caused the industry to lose at least £14 million. That's a lot of money. I just don't think that it's going to easily recover this year or even next year. It's going to have a massive impact on everything, gigs, etc. So I just think it's wise to just ride the air, because you never know what is going to happen. You have to seize every opportunity that you get. So we're always going to be gigging, we're always going to be writing, we're always going to be releasing music, because that's the best that a musician can do. So that's kind of my view on it.
You can find more information at bethandjohnmusic.com.